I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. Is it okay for someone to make early Shabbos? And when the woman's lighting candles Friday night, make a Tanai stipulate that she doesn't want to accept Shabbos when she's lighting candles? Because the norm is, the accepted practice is that when a woman lights candles, through lighting candles, she's accepting Shabbos. And there's a discussion, is a woman able to stipulate that she doesn't want to accept Shabbos when she's lighting candles? And our practices, our assumed practices, that if there's a tzorich, if there's a need, a woman is able to make such a stipulation. But perhaps that's only when she's making regular Shabbos. If she's making early Shabbos, it would be different. But why? Why would there be a difference? So there's a Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Chav Gimel, the middle of Amud Beis, quotes a brisa regarding this mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles Friday night. And the brisa says, Ubilvad shelo yaktim. You can't light Shabbos candles too early. But why is that? And what does it mean, too early? So the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Samach Gimel Sif Dalid, quotes this Gemara, Lo yaktim lemaher lalikobod heyom gadol. You can't light Shabbos candles too early in the day. Why not? Az eino mat nikar shemadliko lekovet Shabbos. Unless there's this juxtaposition, unless there's a proximity between the lighting of the candles and Shabbos, it's not clear that these candles are Shabbos candles. It has to be clear that it's lekovet Shabbos, it's to honor Shabbos. And therefore, if you are lighting at the regular designated time that you're supposed to light, it's clear that these are Shabbos candles. In New York, maybe it's 18 minutes. In Yerushalayim, I think it's 40 minutes. In Chicago, 20 minutes. Different cities have different accepted times when you're supposed to light candles Friday afternoon. But if you light too much before Shabbos, and there isn't a proximity between your lighting candles and accepting Shabbos, then it's not clear that those candles were lit for Shabbos, and it's going to be a problem. Does that mean you can't make any early Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says no. If you want to light candles earlier on in the day and accept Shabbos with that candle lighting, Rashi, it's not a problem. Since you're making early Shabbos as well, you're not just lighting candles early, but you're accepting Shabbos also early. So it's not considered early. You're not lighting candles early. You're juxtaposing your candle lighting and Shabbos. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues, even if you want to make early Shabbos, you still have to make sure it's after Plag HaMincha. So going back to our case, if a woman wants to make early Shabbos, we said it's not a problem. But perhaps that's only if you're accepting Shabbos with your candle lighting. And although when a woman is making regular Shabbos, perhaps she's able to make a Tanai, she's able to stipulate and say, I don't want to accept Shabbos with my candle lighting. But if she's making early Shabbos, and she would make that stipulation, then it's going to come out that she's lighting early, and that candle lighting early won't be clear that it's for Shabbos because it's not juxtaposed to her accepting of Shabbos. But many poskim point out in contemporary times this wouldn't be an issue. Because in the olden times, if you would be lighting candles not close to Shabbos, people wouldn't realize that these candles were lit lekavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos. But nowadays, no one ever lights any candles. The only reason why a woman would be lighting candles Friday afternoon, albeit it's an hour before Shabbos and she's not accepting Shabbos for another hour, everybody knows that those candles were lit for Shabbos. They're Shabbos candles. It's clear, it's obvious, everyone knows. Why else would you be lighting candles? In the olden days, the reason why they were lighting candles was in order so that there's light. Without the candles, you wouldn't be able to see where you're walking. You would trip over things. But now the reason why you're lighting is clearly the Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, even if you're going to make a Tanai, even if you're going to stipulate to not accept Shabbos when you're lighting early, it still wouldn't be a problem. But there still can be a scenario in which this halacha is relevant. And that is if you're spending Shabbos in a hotel, which is the whole discussion in itself, the correct practice of how to light candles in a hotel. Many hotels don't let you light candles in the dining room, and don't let you light candles in the hotel room. Therefore, many poskim say that the best practice is to turn on the electric light in the bathroom of your hotel room, and that would suffice as lighting Shabbos candles. And therefore, if a regular person, regular couple's in a hotel, or woman's in a hotel for Shabbos, and she's accepting Shabbos by turning on the electric lights in the bathroom, there still isn't a problem. And you can make early Shabbos and accept Shabbos immediately when you're turning on the electric lights, and there's not a problem. But if you have a man in a hotel, so we mentioned at the beginning that the norm is that when a woman lights Shabbos candles, she accepts Shabbos with the lighting. such an assumption doesn't apply with a man, and a man has to positively be mekabel Shabbos separate from lighting. And therefore, if a man would be in a hotel for Shabbos, and he would turn on the bathroom light in the hotel 18 minutes before Shabbos, there's still no problem. Because since he's, in essence, lighting the Shabbos candles, turning on the bathroom light at the time designated to light Shabbos candles, it's clear that he's turning on these lights, he's lighting these quote-unquote candles for Shabbos. But if he's on a Shabbaton, and they're making early Shabbos, so he's going to go to his hotel room, turn on the bathroom lights, not be mekabel Shabbos yet, go down, daven mincha, he still didn't accept Shabbos. There's going to be that pause between his candle lighting of the electric lights and his acceptance of Shabbos. And they're making early Shabbos, so it's not clear that the electric lights were for Shabbos. And you can't use the argument that nowadays everyone only lights candles for Shabbos. No one would light candles for any other reason, because you're not lighting candles. You're turning on the electric lights in the bathroom. Therefore, the proper practice of someone under such circumstances should be that he should daven mincha with everyone else, and then only after mincha, go upstairs, go to his room, turn on the electric lights for Shabbos, and accept Shabbos with that candle lighting, in order to make that juxtaposition between lighting, turning on the electric lights, and accepting Shabbos, in order to make sure that it's clear that the electric lights were lit for Shabbos.